Midway through a weekend in the middle landscape of North Dakota, we swung through the little town of Forbes, tucked into the east face of the Coteau, down on the South Dakota border. I wanted to check out the installation of the Prairie Life Monument, which is unfinished but was dedicated on the 4th of July. Am I a sucker for monuments? I suppose so, particularly for monuments that rise from the grassroots, expressing the impulses of plains folk. This one in Forbes did not disappoint. I will circle back to it. To begin with, though, we drove into Logan County and checked into a cabin at Beaver Lake State Park as our staging point for the next couple of days. It was a busy and happy place, but quiet at dusk. Our first mission, Coogan. My Suzanne and I had volunteered to be judges for the world's greatest Coogan contest, sponsored by Beck Communications and organized by the Tri-County Tourism Alliance. It took place at the Tri-County Fair, its fairgrounds just west of Wishick. Someone was looking after me, I guess, while my wife and my friend Joyce were teamed up with a political operative for the judging. My judging partner was Hope Abel, Miss Rodeo North Dakota, a gracious and articulate lady from down Zeeland way. This was fun, and the Coogan cooks distinguished themselves, but I tell you, after tasting 30-some offerings, I don't need any more Coogan for a while. I also will offer the observation that if you put chocolate chips in it, it isn't Coogan, it's just chocolate. After the contest, we set up an exhibit table for North Dakota State University Press to push my new book, Pacing Dakota, which originated substantially from scripts written for delivery here. The other day in studio, when Ashley recorded an essay for me, she observed that it was number 700 in the Plains Folk series. We didn't sell a lot of books at the fair because, well, it's a fair, but we got to chat with a lot of people. From there, after a night's rest at Beaver Lake, it was on to Ellendale for a more focused book launch event. En route, we called in at the Wild Rose Cafe in Ashley, which I am happy to report is flourishing under the management of Crystal and Roy Stoppleworth. Meatloaf for Sunday dinner pretty much sums up what the renaissance of the cafe in Ashley means to the community. That solid thing in the middle that holds everything else together. Up the street, we also called in at the Ashley Lodge, the town's most prominent landmark, a towering hulk of a building constructed for a flour mill, used as a creamery, and now repurposed as a lodge that has achieved regional fame. We found Jill and Dan Renfrans chasing their tails busy as usual, but full of optimism and plans for the lodge. Our gathering that evening with friends at the Opera House in Ellendale was grand. I gave a reading, signed books, but really the night was about the 50 or so people there gathered for a literature and fellowship. Now, circling back to Forbes, I will report later the details of the Prairie Life Monument, but here is why I think it speaks to me. It comprises a lot of imprinted bricks, each bearing the name and some details of some family, institution, or enterprise. It is an index to prairie life, as lived in the locality of Forbes. Examining it, I thought back to Ashley's casual comment about my 700th essay for Prairie Public, and I realized, people of Forbes, we are doing pretty much the same thing, you and I. Adding piece after piece, hoping to make some sort of mark on the land. Plus, there's meatloaf, and once I've recovered, maybe Coogan again.